Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We have a big event coming up for September 9th. Joining us in the studio with all the details with Stratford Arts and Culture Collective, Chris LeBerg is here. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jamie. Thank you so much for inviting us to come along and let you know about this very exciting, very fun-filled evening that's going to be happening at the Avon Theater.
This is amazing. This is going to be in town.
Yeah, it's in town. It's Choir, 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 which is two fellas from Toronto. They started in around 2012, and they take auditoriums full of people. I mean, the Avon seats not quite 1,100 people. And they teach them to sing songs. And the theme of September the 9th is the music of ABBA.
Okay.
So, Mamma Mia, here we go again. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's part of the Arts and Culture Collective's fundraising efforts.
Yeah.
And we've been trying to get Choir, Choir, Choir for a few years. David and Nabu are just amazing. They have their own little cult following.
Yeah, and if you haven't checked out, there's plenty of videos on YouTube, and as you mentioned, they often do different musical themes or have had special guests, but this one is going to be spotlighting Mamma Mia, an epic ABBA sing-along, so that's awesome.
It's going to be a fun night for everybody, whether you only sing in the shower or you sing... for your family and friends, or you just hum along in the car, don't worry about it, because there's going to be 1,100 people all singing as well. So nobody's really going to hear you if you're a little off pitch or whatever. But if you like the music of ABBA, this is an evening for you.
And I'm telling you, if you check out those videos with everybody singing along, an entire auditorium or an entire theater singing along, it's goosebumps.
It's magic.
It's magic.
I mean, they've done Massey Hall. They do all these huge venues. So we were able to get them for the Avon Theater. And there's, as of this morning, less than 100 tickets.
Yeah, because tickets have been selling well.
Been selling well since May. We're down to just some nice seats still left in the rear orchestra, and then we're releasing the last two rows in the balcony. So it just depends on your preference. You don't have to know the words to the songs. They have it up on a screen behind them. So it's just come along and have a fun night.
And this is for September 9th. Is this an afternoon or an evening show?
It's 7:30 at the Avon Theater. If you're looking for tickets, just have to go to stratfordfestival.ca/choir.
Perfect. And again, this is a fundraiser for Stratford Arts and Culture Collective. And for those of folks not familiar with Stratford Arts and Culture Collective, what's that all about?
Okay. So our long-term plan is to develop a program of events that attracts a shoulder and off-season clientele and serves the Stratford community first, with tourism as a secondary audience. Our plan includes the creation of a performance space that is audience-friendly, affordable for local arts groups, and is in a central area close to the downtown core. Our stakeholders, our member supporter groups, include a large number of arts and culture groups who support our vision and continue to work with us to make it happen.
Okay, and let's make this happen. Let's get those tickets, help out. This is going to be an amazing fundraiser, an amazing evening to have Choir, Choir, Choir in Stratford with Mamma Mia, an epic ABBA sing-along. Still some tickets left, but they're going fast. So again, you can go to, the great thing is you can go to the Stratford Festival website.
It's the Stratford Festival. Yeah. Yes, they are so generous to the Stratford Arts and Culture Collective. We've done a number of fundraisers with them over the years. We've had Colin Mockery and Brad Sherwood. We have the Wannabes, which the Spice Girl group that took the roof off the Avon Theater. They were quite amazing. But no, we've had Ron James. We've had a number of different acts we've been able to bring to Stratford for the community that don't normally come to Stratford. You've got to go to London or KW. So we're trying to attract those that give variety to the culture life in Stratford.
StratfordACC.com is the website for details. We'll share it all on our socials and with MyStratfordNow.com. Chris LeBerg. And Chris, quickly, just before we let you go, I got to ask you, Perth County Players, getting ready for another big show.
Oh my gosh, it is so funny, this show. It's called Spiderella and the Pantomime Villain Academy. So, for the first time in Stratford, a Christmas pantomime is coming. And it's the story of Spiderella, who's Cinderella's little-known sister, who comes to the land of Pantovia, and she convinces Captain Hook, the Big Bad Wolf, Wicked Witch of the West, and Smee... being played by the one and only Jamie Connell, to help take over the pantomimes, and so that they all become the winners of the pantomimes this year. And they go up against Tinkerbell, Aladdin, the Fairy Godmother. It's a very funny script. It's audience friendly. It's meant for families, but I mean, just come along. But it is a pantomime, so audience participation.
That's
is
right.
Key.
It's audience participation. I've had a few folks ask about what a panto is, or they seem to be under the assumption that it's like miming.
Oh no! This is a pantomime. It's an English pantomime we're doing, which is audience participation. The cast encourages the audience to boo and cheer, and there's lines the audience is expected to know. It's got a couple of really fun songs in the show that the cast will be singing and dancing along to. The words have all been changed up, but they're quite silly, quite fun, and that opens November 15th.
Wow, lots going on. Again, with the Stratford Arts and Culture Collective, get your tickets for Choir. Again, that's at the Avon Theater for September 9th. And of course, into the fall, it's Perth County Players with their panto production that we look forward to. Chris LeBerg with all the details. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Jamie.